This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. A vast majority of Americans approve of the appointment of a special counsel to investigate President Biden. That's according to a new poll from CNN, which says 8 in 10 people want to know the circumstances of why classified documents were found at Biden's personal residence and former office. There was broad approval for the appointment across party lines, as well as 67% saying the mishandling of sensitive materials by the president was a serious problem. A machete-wielding man killed a sexton and injured a priest at two Catholic churches in the city of Algeciras on Wednesday before being arrested. Authorities are investigating the attack as a possible act of terrorism. The suspect is in the custody of Spain's National Police. The ministry did not identify him. Algeciras is near the southern tip of Spain, resting across the bay from Gibraltar. It is a home to an important port with ferry connections to northern Africa. The attack started around 7 p.m. when an armed man went into a church of Maria Auxiliadora y San Isidro and assaulted a priest who was seriously injured. The assailant went to a second church, Nuestra Señora de la Palma, a five-minute walk away, where he attacked the sexton. The sexton, whose job is to take care of the church, fled outside to the public square, where the attacker dealt him mortal wounds. The U.S. economy rolled out of 22 with momentum, registering decent growth in the face of painful inflation, high interest rates, and rising concern that a recession may be months away. Economists have estimated that the gross domestic product, the broadest measure of economic output, grew at a 2.3% annual pace from October through December, according to a survey of forecasters by the data firm FactSet. The Commerce Department will be issuing its first of three estimates of fourth quarter GDP growth at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time Thursday. Mike Tyson is being sued for $5 million and is also being accused of raping a woman in New York in 1990. Court documents add the woman is seeking the money and damages that include physical, psychological, and emotional injury. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Four people were kicked out of the Australian Open after displaying Russian flags, which have been banned from Melbourne Park, and threatening security guards. A Victoria police spokeswoman said the four have not been charged but were evicted from the site. The flags, at least one of them, which included an image of Vladimir Putin, were being waved during a gathering outside of Rod Laver Arena after Novak Djokovic beat Russian player Andrei Rublev in straight sets in the quarterfinals of this year's first Grand Slam tennis tournament Wednesday night. A senior Australian government minister said Wednesday that rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, could be refused a visa due to anti-Semitic comments if he attempts to visit Australia. Education Minister Jason Clare was responding to media reports that the U.S. celebrity intends to visit the family of new Australian partner Bianca Senzori in Melbourne next week. Clare said he did not know if Ye had applied for a visa, but that Australia had previously refused them to people with anti-Semitic views. The Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury will soon be under new ownership. Matt Ishbia, $4 billion purchase of the majority stake in the two franchises, is expected to be finalized within the next 2 weeks, according to ESPN. A press conference to introduce Ishbia is set to take place in Phoenix on the morning of February 8th, which is one day before the NBA's trade deadline. The NBA Board of Governors is expected to approve Ishbia's purchase with a vote earlier next month. Ishbia is the president and CEO of Michigan-based company United Wholesale Mortgage. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.